Monday, guys. How are you? Welcome into the latest edition of the Daily Juice Podcast. My name is Matt Peralta, here every single morning. Most mornings when I'm not in the hospital, but here on a Monday. How are you? Betting Pros, where you find this. Betting Pros on YouTube for the video, audio, wherever you get your audio podcasts. And as always, the BetMGM offer stands, the $10 bet to win $150. You use that promo code JUICE150 when you sign up for a new account at BetMGM to cash in on that opportunity. All right, so another winning day. 3-1, not a big win, but we'll take it, right? 2-0 on the player props. That was nice. So we pick up a little half unit, a little less than a half unit there. And then we go 1-1 on the half unit wager. Suns lose outright. The Suns are a team to watch here, all right? So they've lost to the Pelicans and the Jazz at home. They won the first game. We went against them against Oklahoma City on the road, and they played well. So they covered that game. They won the game, and they covered. So we're 0-2 in the Chris Paul era of betting either on or against the Suns. So I'm going to take a little breather and watch this Suns team for a couple of games before I get back in with them, because clearly I'm not seeing them all that right. And, well, they may be in for it. They may struggle here. 6 to 8 weeks without Chris Paul. I don't know. Defensively, forget the offense, but defensively, they don't look like the same team. And Chris Paul was a stabilizing factor. Chris Paul was a guy not known for his defense, but just from like a leadership standpoint, having him on the court, getting them in the right defenses, picking up the right switches, and just doing, calling out the defensive calls. I don't know. I'm a little concerned about the Suns going down the stretch here, and it would not be surprising if they are not the one seed going into the postseason. They don't really care, obviously, but just they're going to make the playoffs. But yeah, I don't know. We get the under right because what a collapse by the Warriors. Holy crap. Look, we're going to cash the over 47.5 win total of the Warriors. That's happening. They have 43 wins now. But they're up by 21 points. They had won 61 consecutive games when they had been leading by 20 points or more, and they lost. Luka with the comeback. How about that? Under hits on that. We get Simons under 24.5, and Curry goes, we should have bet the double-double. Should have bet that. I should have gotten on that. But Curry goes over 6.5 assists easily. Flew over that for when he went up with 11 on the game. So very impressive. He's passing the basketball. We're going to ride that prop a little bit here for the next couple of games for the Warriors. Curry assists have been they're too low. He went for 14 and 11, I believe, right? Last two games for Steph Curry, blew over the 6.5. So that number probably will be addressed by the books as we go forward. But until they do, I mean, if it's 6.5 or 7, I think you go ahead and you bet the over on Steph Curry assists. Forget the threes, but Steph Curry is passing the basketball a ton. When Draymond comes back, things will change. But until Draymond comes back. So 3-1 winning night. Okay, so here's what I'm doing today. I have got two bets in college basketball. I've got one bet in the NHL, and I will have NBA player props later on. We went 2-0, so let's do it again. NBA player props coming up here on the Discord channel. So Mondays are hard for me, just FYI, because I have my class. So I teach at UNLV until 3:45 Pacific time, which is 6:45 Eastern. Most games tip off at 7 p.m., so it's 4 p.m. So I'll try to get the plays in before my class. So the numbers, I normally like to wait all the way before tip off for player props, but we'll have hopefully who's in and who's out. Hopefully we'll have lineups, you know, when I can put, I'll probably post it somewhere around like noon Pacific time for the two player props. The link is underneath me on YouTube or bettingpros.com/chat to get into the Discord channel for us here every single day, every single hour. That thing is up and rocking, 12,000 users. If you're a Juice listener, why aren't you on the Discord channel? Why not? It's free. It's easy. It's simple. So, okay. Let's get into today. Let's start with college basketball, and let's start with the game of the night, Baylor on the road at Texas. There's something about Texas that's not sitting right with me. So they go to West Virginia. They're horrible. West Virginia is one of the worst teams in Power 5 college basketball. And Texas wins the game, but they were lucky to do so. They probably shouldn't have won the game, to be quite honest. I mean, had a couple of fortuitous breaks. Couple of shots go down. They won by one. They went up against TCU at home, 9-point favorites. They win by 9. They played Texas Tech and they're 0-2 against Texas Tech and their former coach. So, or their Texas's head coach's former team, I should say. So it's, I don't know. They don't have a lot of interior post presence at Texas. The hodgepodge of transfers, I mean, it's worked a little. It's like, you can't say it hasn't worked, but it hasn't been like this home run, unbelievable deal here. Look, the injuries are still significant here. LJ Cryer might be playing in this game, but I don't know if they really need him. I mean, they most likely will get a couple of guys back before the NCAA tournament, but I think Baylor, even without them, is good enough here to cover this 1.5 point number. Baylor is 6-6-1 on the road this year, ATS. Texas is 9-8-1, but they lost. They haven't covered in their last three games. So 0-3 over the last three, ATS. Against the Big 12, Baylor is 7-9. Texas 7-8-1. It's not a real clear, you know, distinction here as to who's better against the number. I got a Baylor team coming off of a win against Kansas where they beat them by 10 at home. They've won three games in a row. They haven't covered in their last four. So equally like Texas, Baylor hasn't done a great job. But, you know, this 1.5 point number is the smallest number other than being a dog at Kansas where they were catching 2.5 points and they lost by 24. This is the smallest number of the year for Baylor to be favored. -1.5. It's March, man. Or it's the last day of February, basically March. Baylor -1.5, taking the better team, laying the 1.5 points there on Baylor up against Texas. Second game. This one's going to be interesting. So I've been telling you guys, I've been watching for home dogs. Home dogs, home dogs, home dogs. The biggest home dog in the Pac-12 today is Washington at +10.5 up against UCLA. Washington is 7-7 ATS at home this year. They are 12-5, though, ATS against the Pac-12. UCLA, 9-8-1 early in the year. A lot of their numbers were inflated. But my goodness, Washington is an interesting team. 7-3 against the spread over their last 10 games. They've covered their last two. They're 3-2 over the last five. Beat Washington State at home by 8. They lost on the road to Washington State in the previous game by 8. Got killed by UCLA at UCLA. 15-point dogs. They lost by 26. Could UCLA be overlooking them here a little bit? UCLA has covered 4 of the last 5 games, 4-1 ATS. On the road, though, they're 5-8. UCLA has been a very good team at home, ATS. Washington, Washington State, Arizona State, big numbers, covered them all. 9.5, 15, 13.5, covered them all. All at home, though. On the road against USC, laying 4, lost by 3. On the road to Oregon, -2.5, lost by 5. I don't think UCLA loses this game here tonight. I got a home dog. I got a team that's trying to end the year on an upswing. Head coach may be on the hot seat with Washington. UCLA laying 10.5. It's too heavy. Give me Washington +10.5 for a half a unit. All right. -1.5. Baylor on the road at Texas. Washington +10.5 at home against UCLA for our two bets here in college basketball. Got one play in the NHL. It's Toronto on the road at Washington. Toronto is 15-9-3 on the road. Washington is 12-10-5 straight up at home. But I'm looking at the total. The total is 6. 6 -120. In the previous game, the Toronto Maple Leafs took on the Detroit Red Wings, and the final score was 10-7. Game before that, it was 3-1. They beat the Wild, but 9 goals in the previous three games. So Toronto's last five have seen 9-7-7-4-17 for goals. Okay. For the Capitals, 5-5-8-5-3. Not outstanding. You'd want to see a little more offense than what we're seeing out of this. But on the year, you know, Washington is a team that can score, and Washington is 28-24-1 to the over this year. So not, you know, flying over, but they are over. They are on the over for 28-24-1. For Toronto, they've been a very good bet here, 27-22-2 to the over. I got two teams playing offense, but this could be a 5-1, 6-1, 6-2 type win for Washington. I mean, Washington may do all the scoring here against Toronto because clearly they're giving up goals like crazy. 7-1-4-5-6 over their last five games. I'm betting over six goals, Toronto and Washington. It's a 4:30 Eastern time. 4:30 Pacific time, 7:30 Eastern time, dropping in the puck. Toronto on the road at Washington, over six goals at minus 120. Okay, so two player props coming up later on in the Discord channel, so be watching out for those. Baylor -1.5, Washington +10.5, over Toronto, Washington, six goals are the plays for a Monday's Daily Juice. My name is Matt Peralta. Follow me on Twitter at Sports Talk Matt. Each and every morning, it's Daily Juice Podcast, always being brought to you by BetMGM.